Harper Business and Harper Audio present Disunited Nations, The Scramble for Power in an Ungoverned World by Peter Zion. Read by Peter Zion and Roy Worley. This is the author. To the mentors who advised me that while it is important to be bold and brash, that the smartest thing I could ever do is find the smartest person in the room and just listen. Candace Young, Robert Pringle, Susan Eisenhower, Matthew Baker. Introduction, Moments of Transition. At the end of the last millennium, I found myself in a moment of transition. Just after Christmas 1999, I drop-kicked my relationship, my job, and my life in the nation's capital, loaded up everything I owned into a rickety SUV, and took off for a fresh start in Austin, Texas. On January 10, 2000, I was a shiny new staffer at a place called Stratfor.com, at the time a media and geopolitics analysis house. My new boss was a piece of work. Matt Baker was a wiry ball of over-caffeinated angst and passion, stuffed into a sharp-edged personality that oozed detailed knowledges. Not opinions, knowledges. As regards Europe and Russia and China and Turkey and so on. As my recent work in D.C. had involved quite a bit of Europe and Russia and China and Turkey, clearly I had things to contribute. Matt and I clashed openly, vitriolically, and often. In doing so, we developed a deep mutual respect and became good friends. One night, over too many adult beverages, we discussed moments of transition of the less personal and more global type. Matt's core thesis was that the entire fabric of the international system was based on the American Alliance Network, which in turn depended upon a nearly feudal mix of American security commitments and deference to American desires. We back you up in your backyard where it matters to you, and in exchange, you back us up where it matters to us. Challenges from the Allies had started to pop up after the Berlin Wall fell, triply so as many of the Allies sensed the end of history with the 1990s Russian collapse, and disdained the screwiness of American foreign policy in places like Kosovo and Iraq. Matt's contention was that as the fear of nuclear Armageddon faded from memory into history, the Americans would have a harder time holding the Allies together. In his mind, 2020 would look a lot like 2003, with countries resisting American power, but the Americans would continue to muster suitable motivation to successfully pressure everyone into maintaining some version of the status quo. In other words, everyone would keep working with America because the most powerful country in history would want to keep it that way. It wasn't going to be quite as chaotic as herding cats, but it would be close. In contrast, I felt that the Alliance Network, bereft of the security demands of the Cold War, had slid into a new role. Instead of defending the Allies on the plains of Northern Europe or in the seas of East Asia, it instead was spreading security to the global commons. This was becoming an end unto itself that was superseding the old logic of alliance. The root of economic growth is physical security, and if the Cold War ended and the alliance could hold, the nearly automatic result would be a transformational boom, global in scope, that was both economic and technological. In my mind, 2020 would look a lot like 1950, albeit without the whole fear of nuclear war thing. The spreading wealth by force of information and capital flow would grind down what less modern, less democratic pockets of resistance remained. In other words, the world order would keep going, because unraveling it would mean unwinding decades of economic penetration and deny billions access to hamburgers and cell phones. Who would want that? It wasn't quite going to be Star Trek, but it would be close. I was Stratfor's unofficial economist. Matt was the gun guy. Most of our friction came from arguing over the power of the checkbook versus the power of Smith & Wesson. Yet, so did our greatest collaborations. After a bunch of backing and forthing and what-ifing and puzzling over oddly colored mixers, Matt asked point blank, "So what happens to my suitable motivation and your transformational boom when the Americans change their minds?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?